Hey guys, this is the end of summer, and I finally decided to do Mrs. Gamer questionnaire because I've kind of been compiling answers and kind of like being like, oh, what do I like for a really long time. So I finally decided to. I'm sorry, it's like 9 at night, and I've been through so many doctor appointments today, and I still have to play WoW later with my friend. So I'm trying to stay awake, and I'm also on WoW right now, doing some mission stuff. Currently on Warlords of Draenor, I have 2 100s, and I'm working my way towards 3 more of them, getting them to 100. So, pretty psyched. I pretty much play WoW most of the day when I don't have something else to play. Yeah. So, on the questionnaire, because I'm literally just sitting on WoW, and I should talk about what I was supposed to talk about instead of being an idiot. Okay, so number one, what was your first gaming system and the first game you played? I don't know if we're counting like handheld. Handheld, I had a Game Boy Color, and I had Pokemon Yellow, then Blue, and Red. But when I was younger, I used to play the PlayStation 2 with my cousin on my dad's side, who happened to be male, and we would play Jak and Daxter and one of the older Legend of Zelda games, which I can't remember exactly what it was, and Spyro. So PlayStation 2 was my first console, and the Game Boy Color was like my first handheld. So yeah. Two, do you prefer to play guy characters or girl characters? I have to say girl characters because the guy characters are usually like way too muscly and beefy. And as far as women, I tend to pick the thicker ladies as to sort of emulate myself. And not even just that, I just like what how the clothes fit on them better most of the time. All right, question number three. When making a character, do you ever add detail into looks? Big tits, muscles, dress like a slut. For fighting games, for customization, like lots of purples, lots of blues, lots of blacks or reds, some stuff like that. I tend to go for big tits because, like, I have them in real, so why not? Not to brag though, like they can totally be a hassle. I mean, back pain for life. Yeah, oh, on my MMORPGs though, like WoW and Guild Wars, I would definitely go sluttier for my thinner, more curvy characters, and regal for those who happen to be taller and more busty and whatnot, so as not to show off too much. Okay, number four, what gaming systems do you n own now, and what is your favorite? Okay, so I own a GameCube, which was gifted to me by a fantastic Redditor via Reddit Gifts this past year. And I also own a 3DS and a Game Boy Color. And my old Game Boy Advance. So the Game Boy Color is like the original cool purplish one. And then the Game Boy Advance was like the weird purpley pink one. I didn't have the blue one that I really wanted. and I know it doesn't count, but PC Master Race, that is all. But my favorite though is the GameCube, which as I said I acquired last year. So it was pretty awesome when I first got it. I got really excited. I literally like not to get graphic, I pissed myself. I was so excited because I had like never had a console for myself. I would play off of like other people's games, like my friend from high school would always come over and he'd have to bring his Wii and his Xbox and stuff, and whenever I went to my cousin's, he'd have his PlayStation or something of that sort. So I never had a console for myself besides the handhelds and a PC. So it's nice to have a con like an actual physical console in front of my face. And it also came with Double Dash and Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, and it was amazing. Long story short. Okay. Number five, do you prefer multiplayer or single player? Multiplayer all the way. Because I play WoW, Guild War, or I used to play Guild Wars, and I play League of Legends. I just like the overall environment of being around people. I'm more comfortable around people, though I like my alone time, don't get me wrong. And I have that time on my own on WoW too. Like, you don't have to be around people, but I raid often, so I like the aspect of working together and doing things and having a good laugh. So, yeah. Number six, which video game character do you see yourself as? So, I was really crossed between two of these. They're both from the same game though. BlazBlue. I'm sort of between Taukaka and Lychee. I have like silliness, boobs, regalish sometimes, serious, a little bit dim-witted when I want to be, lack of attention span, but also well trained to like be able to do certain things. So I feel like I kind of display a bit of both of them, and I feel like that's fair to combine them to the two because they like hang out a bunch. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. All right, number seven. If you could only have one console slash handheld for the rest of your life, which one would you choose? I would choose the GameCube or the PlayStation, like hands down. I loved all the old games that I would play with my cousin, and I love like the GameCube that I have now, so I'm really impressed with the two of those. Who is your favorite hero or villain from a video game, and or villain, sorry. And who is your most hated? My favorite villain is Dr. Eggman because he's just so dorky, and his plans are like easily fooled, and you kind of see through that. And my favorite hero, however, has got to be the Hero of Time, of course. Haha, see what I did there. But no, Link's pretty damn cool, but besides him, I'd have to roll with like WoW's Gammon because the entire Siege of Ogamar expansion literally took the piss out of Gammon. You chained him up to a goddamn tree. I mean, come on, how cruel are you? And then they set him free. He speaks demonic at one point. Smacks the shit out of General Nazgrim. And I mean, you gotta give Gammon some credit. He's been literally like pushed around most of the expansions because he would sit in this inn in like the front part of Ogamar, and you could literally go in, smack him, kill him. Occasionally you'd need like a raid party or two when like they realized that we were killing him too much, but that was always funny because then you can all group together and kill Gammon. So eventually he's had enough of our shit. And he breaks out and goes all demon and shit and takes care of, well, helps us take care of Nazgrim. So I give Gammon some props. So I think he's my favorite hero. And my most hated hero. Trying to think. Wow. All right, I know this isn't really a hero, but my least favorite champion from League of Legends is Shaco, because Shaco support is a douche move, and I have a friend at school who plays him, and I actually I would talk to this friend semi-frequently for a little bit, and when we were first getting to know each other, he was like, "I really love Shaco support," and I was like, "We can't be friends anymore. Like this is not allowed. Like you are that douchebag that I play against in League of Legends games when I support in ranked games, and you are that person. Like I am not okay with this." But like actually, we're still good friends. It's fine. But I fucking hate Shaco support with my life. So he's my least favorite villain, hero thing. He's kind of a mix, I guess. Okay, so, number nine. What is your favorite video game genre, and what is your favorite game in that genre? I have to hands down say MMORPGs and WoW, because oh my god, I've been playing WoW for, like, 5 or 6 years, and, like, I'll drop it and pick it up again in, like, no time. It's ridiculous. I could almost say I'm addicted to it. Almost. I wouldn't say I'm, like, quite addicted to it, but, like, I've just made a lot of friends on it. And it's just, yeah. Alright, so, would you let someone go down on you while you are gaming? Fuck yes. I would also let them fuck me. Like, can you imagine, like, trying to heal a raid and you're, like, just being fucked? It just makes me weak in the knees thinking about it. I'm not gonna lie, because It's just figuring out the position that you have to sit in for that. Like, you get a like really nice huge like one of those gaming chairs and stuff, and you're sitting in that chair, and the person is beneath you, and they're just like slamming your hips down on them. Oh my god. Sounds fantastic. Long story short. Okay, number 11. What is your all-time favorite video game? And sorry, that's my phone. What game was the worst that you have ever played? My all-time favorite video game was definitely Portal. Even though I'm really like I'm kind of shit at it. I love it to pieces, but it's also quickly followed by WoW. But nonetheless, I loved it. And the worst video game I played is Smite. I absolutely hated that game when I started playing it. I tried to like it because my most recent ex was really into it, and like I wanted to spend time with him and his friends. And it was nothing that he did. He didn't do anything wrong. It's just I didn't like the gameplay, and it just wasn't my thing. But I like League of Legends. I don't even get it. Have you fantasized about a character in game? Wheatley in human form from Portal. There are some very nice pictures of him, and I will put one in like the description link thing. Because he in human form in some of the fan art is a sexy beast, and slash adorable. So he would be like my ideal man. I would probably cry. He doesn't have to be British. He doesn't have to have the British accent. The British accent is nice, but like an Australian accent, or like you could be American still and look like that and have a great personality, and I would like literally like bow down to you at that point. Okay, what is your guilty pleasure game? I'm gonna just say Portal or Minecraft. Portal because I like the kind of the mind puzzles and whatnot. And yeah, the logic and the physics and just some of the shit that's said in that game is pretty funny. Minecraft for the music. I like to relax to it. It's actually pretty nice. I actually have Minecraft music downloaded onto my iPod. I listen to it when I'm driving sometimes. And those are the games I turn to besides WoW, because I can all WoW is technically my guilty pleasure game because I play it so fucking much. Okay, so number 14. What was the moment you knew gaming would be a long-term hobby? I'm definitely gonna have to say when my father convinced my mom that to buy me a Game Boy as a child. I had a Game Boy Color. And I really got into Pokemon games, and like that's the point where I can literally say like, oh yeah, I really like games, like I'm a gamer kid, like that kind of thing. And I was changed from that point on. And then I became the PC Master Race. Ay. 15. Do you believe that video games corrupt youth and their minds? I'm gonna have to say no, because I believe like they allow us to creatively imagine the world. And although like I don't know, they present images that like we may not have previously seen, like through like what we've been living through, but it gives you a better indication of like what some people like, for instance, in poverty or in states of violence and like places where like the typical, and I'm speaking from experience here as I am a kid from private school that went to private school most of her life and lives in like a relatively not so good city, but like went to school out in like Prepville. It's nice to see, or not nice, but it educates you to see how other people can survive and live through a different climate, or even as far as to say, like a different society almost in some games. And it's also nice to see it because then you can see the bad things in the world, and also some of the good things before you're like shocked by it in real life. So it's nice to almost get like a heads up saying, hey, this stuff exists, or hey, this stuff could happen, like that kind of thing. Yeah. Number 16. Would you game under the influence? I have done that a few times. I've only gotten tipsy though, because I am technically still underage. I will not lie. Because, yeah. So, we had a thing where one New Year's, we were all playing WoW, like my friend group, and we decided to drunkenly try to do old raids. It was funny, and yeah, end of story. So, number 17, who is the sexiest game character, male or female, and why? So, this is a pretty tough one. I'm gonna have to say Voldo from Soul Calibur. I mean, crab walk, pelvic thrusting, what's not to like? Just kidding. Again, the human form of Wheatley from Portal, and I'll have a picture included, like I said. He is, oh my god, so adorable. I literally want a person like this just to, like, hug and talk to and just things. Yeah. number 18. How long have you been playing video games and what is your longest gaming session? I've been playing video games since I was about 6 or 7 when I first got my Game Boy Color and when I started playing PlayStation with my older cousin. And my longest gaming session was Wrath of the Bitch King, the launch of WoW, like the WoW expansion, Wrath of the Lich King, but Wrath of the Bitch King sounds funnier. And that was 76 hours of not going to school and not sleeping and barely eating, and I regret nothing. Yeah, good times. Wrath of the Bitch King. I ended that patch completing all of the achievements as far as raiding was concerned. So I was really proud of myself, but so much time was wasted. I remember sitting in my art class and explaining to my teacher while I was playing WoW that, because I was in a graphic design class, that I was taking pictures, for my art class when I was actually just like zooming around Wintergrass trying to kill. At that point, I think I was still Alliance. I switched to Horde eventually. I've just kind of switched back and forth, and I am not ashamed to say so. Because it's good to see both sides of it, in my opinion. So, personally, I've enjoyed it. I hear my puppy. He's barking at me. He's very unhappy. Sorry. But yeah, wow. I lost my track. I went on WoW for 2 seconds, heard my dog, and started losing the track. Yeah, so I was in my art class, and I would say I was taking pictures of video game for my graphic design class, which was the class I happened to be in. And I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna edit these later, I'm taking pictures. And I would literally just sit there and play WoW the entire class. Yeah, good times. 19. Would you ever have your partner dress up as a video game character for sexy time? If yes, who? I asked one of my partners to dress up as Wheatley. You can see where the fantasy is now. But it didn't go as planned. There was more sex, less roleplay. Long story short, that is. Yeah. Not that I didn't appreciate that, but Wheatley, man. okay. 20. What game have you clocked the most hours into? WoW, easily. I have been playing WoW for going on 5 to 6 years, and I've been playing on and off, but like I've spent a like disgusting amount of time on WoW. If you accumulated all the time I've spent. 21. Which arcade machine did you drop the most money into? I am gonna have to say the Tokyo Drift Racing games. Yeah. I'm definitely gonna go with that. I'm sorry, I keep hearing things. Excuse me. Would you play Minecraft every day or no way? I don't know if I played every day or if I did, it would like be to listen to the music and talk with friends. So, maybe not every day. 23. Do you follow walkthroughs or do you play through your own? A bit of both. I raid sometimes, Well, I read like twice a week. So sometimes I need to like listen or hear or watch. I know listen and hear the same thing, harder. Sometimes I have to watch or hear what people do in certain scenarios. And other times I can just like read the mechanics and know. As far as League of Legends and like MOBAs are concerned, I do have to look up like what to buy and like what to do trait wise and stuff. And I also have to do that on WoW. I can never do my talents by myself. I'm so useless. I end up having to ask friends or something. Okay, 24. Do you prefer to play with a controller or keyboard and mouse? Keyboard and mouse, hands down, because I have a 12-button mouse. Yeah. And otherwise I would button mash, because whenever I play like fighting games, I button mash. It's really sad. I try sometimes, but I'm really not that good at trying on those. 25. Would you ever wear or let your a significant other wear your headset and let others other players hear the moans? Yes, I would, and I don't have a significant other anymore, but I definitely would, especially if I was creating those moans. I'd feel pretty proud. I'd be like, oh yes. Especially if the moans were like guy moans when they're so deep and sexy. They're good, man. Practically drooling. Jesus Christ. Yeah. So 26. If you could live in any video game universe, which one would you choose? I would have to choose living into the Minecraft universe because it's kind of fun to have the ability to like create and like destroy. I know that's a really extreme way of putting it. But to just kind of shape the world around me, and like maybe not the people, like the people bring in their own personalities and whatnot and what they do, but just the ability to like keep recreating things and introducing new things. I like that whole aspect. So, yeah, that is my gamer questionnaire. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I will see you guys around. This is the end of summer, and happy holidays and happy new year.